Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights.
Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Hey, this is exciting, guys. Well, we're in a whole new studio. Because tomorrow is our last day for our producer, Alex. And that means I'm pushing buttons, and I haven't pushed buttons. I don't know when the last time is I pushed buttons.
Push all the buttons.
I'm scared to push all the buttons.
Do it.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so Super Bowl coming up this Sunday. We just had this idea. What if we could create our own Super Bowl halftime show?
Ooh.
With your favorite Christian artists. What would be there?
Toby Mac. You have to have Toby Mac.
Toby Mac would be there?
Yeah.
Okay. How about, I got to think, yeah, you're right, Toby Mac. The volume of songs that he could play. For King and Country puts on an amazing show. That would be amazing.
Yeah. You need the drummer from the Newsboys.
Oh, Duncan. Yes. That would be huge.
Yes.
I agree.
Got to be spinning on that stage. Yeah. And, oh goodness, there's so many potentials. I think DC Talk, since we're bringing the Newsboys back, would need to reunite, so you'd have to bring Max back in. That'd be a lot of fun, like a special guest appearance.
Yeah.
I hear him walking on stage to the roar of the crowd.
Hey, where's the, I'm looking for the Super Bowl music. Where'd that go? Where is that?
This is what happens when Kank pushes buttons.
I gotta push the button. Is that it right there? There we go. All right.
Boo.
Yes. See, now we can make it official. By the way, that's gonna happen a lot. I don't know what button to push.
This will be a fun morning.
Yes. All right. So for you, who would be at your Super Bowl halftime show? Who would be in concert?
Yeah, we need to know.
888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Now I wish I was going to the Super Bowl. I'm not.
Have you ever been?
Are you kidding me? How much is that going to cost?
$9,000. I have no idea because I'm not up for it.
Yeah, but like the low-end tickets are $9,000 right now.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, give us a call, 888-888-9976, and give us $9,000.
Yeah.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Small changes can make a huge difference. Listen to this. If you put aside $8 a day, you'll save $3,000 over the course of a year.
Ooh, wow.
If you read 20 pages a day, you'll read 30 books over the course of a year?
That's a lot.
I was shocked when I saw that.
Yeah.
That's what, about a chapter?
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, it's a couple of chapters.
It could be, yeah. Oh, I can only read a chapter a day. Never mind. We'll back up.
Yeah. Well, then you can read 15 books a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you do 10,000 steps a day, that's equivalent to 70 marathons
a
year.
Okay, that's mind-blowing.
So, you know, it reminds me, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, don't despise small beginnings.
Yeah. You know,
how far is 10,000 steps?
Oh, that is, I don't know. That's quite a ways. I also have learned if your husband is super picky about how the dishwasher is loaded and you do that incorrectly 5 nights in a row, you save yourself the effort of doing that the other 360 days a year.
I like that.
How do you know that, Misty?
Maybe I've implemented that a time or two in my house.
The same way I know if I avoid vacuuming, he comes along behind
there
me and
go.
Does it.
Ladies, come on now.
Hey.
Oh, he's good at it.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. And thanks for listening. Appreciate it. So just a heads up. We're in a new studio. I'm trying to figure out how to push buttons in here, get things to work. Right now, I'm trying to start some. Oh, there we go.
It's like Kink's first day of radioing.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Woo-hoo.
So we saw this. Somebody sent this to us, and I thought, wow, this is cool. And Misty, you're a writer, so this really speaks to you.
Oh, I love this. It's an author that was talking about sitting next to a 10-year-old kid that was reading a book on the train. He was like completely ignoring mom, and this kid flips to a chapter ending page, finishes the chapter, and gasps like he's so blown away by what he read. And this author said, that's why I write this exact moment. Oh, that was so neat. I know.
That's cool.
I love that.
Yeah. I guess I should read a book. It's been a while.
You should.
Might be good for me to be blown away at the end.
Exactly.
I want to encourage you that your pain is never wasted. Hey, it's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. You know, instead it can serve as future hope for someone else's painful present. It can not only bring you closer to God, but closer to others too, because God can use all parts of your story for His glory, including the parts that once hurt you, to help somebody heal today. Thank you, Quinn, for sending that to us. That was pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some things that I wish I didn't have to have gone through, but I did. But it is true. If you've been, well, for example, let's just take this. I happen to be divorced and remarried, and had a friend recently who was going through a divorce, and I was there to be with him in a very similar situation where his spouse cheated on him. So I went, you know, there's something about being with somebody that knows, because I feel like it's a tool of the enemy to make you feel like you are completely alone. But there's probably somebody in the world that experienced something similar to you.
Yeah.
So just know that God doesn't waste anything. And by the way, Romans 8:28 is true regardless of who caused what, whether it was the enemy or somebody else. God will make all things somehow work out for the good for those who are called according to His purpose today. Mm-hmm. So, just want to encourage you with that. If you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. If you've ever gone through something tough, you can help someone else that's going through the same thing, like a divorce. Maybe you've been through addiction. And that's the beauty about God. Never wastes your pain. He always can help somebody else or find somebody else dealing with the same thing that you've dealt with. Chad is with us. You want to chime in? Where are you calling from now, Chad?
Luke Air Force Base.
Luke Air Force Base. Okay.
So you were talking about being there for somebody else. And, you know, this is the way we look at it, is that it's such an honor. Because no battle out there has ever been won without reconnaissance. And you are a member of God's reconnaissance team. You've been trusted and made to go into enemy territory to gather information and bring it back to this side so we can win.
Ooh.
Wow. I love that.
And when you go into the enemy camp, chances are you're going to get hurt. I love that you're at Luke Air Force Base giving us a military perspective on this.
Yes.
Yes.
That's great.
You are trusted by God to gather intelligence from the enemy's camp.
Wow.
It's an honor to be bent and to be broken and to be that person to bring it back to this side.
What a cool perspective.
Sounds like you have some experience with that.
I do. And you're obligated now to share that intelligence.
Wow. You know, I love espionage and spy stuff, so sharing intelligence. This is kind of cool here.
You're on the front lines now.
Exactly.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you. Misty's here.
Hello.
I'm the Kenkel Fritz guy. And Sally, public humiliation. That's no fun or embarrassment. I've been there. But you had something happened to you. What happened?
Especially in a small town where everybody knows your name, right? My mom and dad live in a small town. We were visiting. My daughter and I innocently went to the hardware store. And as we walked out, we set off that alarm that you hear. The one that goes, you may have inadvertently stolen something from us.
Whoops.
Ding, ding.
So we just sort of laugh and walk back and hand them our bags and they look through them all. That's embarrassing enough. And they send us on our way. And Did we not set it off a second time?
Oh.
Now, the cashier gets on the loudspeaker and to the entire store says, all loss prevention staff to the front registers.
Oh,
oh my God.
How many loss prevention staff are there?
It just keeps getting worse. I think one or two.
Okay.
No. An army of staff are now headed towards the register and the two of us standing there. And this is a very small town. So this is news, big news. All the shoppers as well. Guys, there was a crowd standing there as they piled through all of our bags again. Find nothing that was stolen. Okay. We had a receipt for everything.
All right.
We walk out and we set off the alarm a third time.
No way.
Yes.
Now the crowd.
Sally, it's time for you to come clean on Family Life Radio nationwide right now. What were you stealing?
We weren't. They were about to do a pat down. I was like, guys, we have nothing under our clothing. The crowd is like, seriously. They are pressing in now. Whoa. To see who these two foreigners to their town are.
This is must-see TV here.
Yeah. Oh, this is front page news.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally, I talked us out. Alarm goes off. I'm just like, Amanda, just keep walking. Just keep walking. Don't stop walking to the car. We got home. She had one of those little chips that was sewn into a label in the back of her pants.
What?
Oh, no.
That you guys purchased from a previous store or something like that.
A different store. Yeah. Absolutely. In a different state. I wanted to go back and say, see, we are not criminals.
Oh, my word.
I honestly, you guys, I could feel the handcuffs. They were coming. We were headed to the slammer.
The slammer. Family Life Radio.
I've lost almost 300 pounds.
Wow. It's good news. Yep, it's time for that good news of the day, and we want to hear your good news. Tell us the good that God's doing in your life at 888-888-9976. Maggie is with us right now, 300 pounds. Now I got to know, how'd you lose the weight?
I started by just cutting soda pop out. Diet, regular, any, except for one a week. I had a Coke once a week if I wanted it. But I had to get up from my desk and walk across the street and go buy one if I wanted. So I didn't always care for one. And I found out it wasn't that important to me. So I just cut out soda completely. And I almost immediately lost 70 pounds when I cut the diet. Low fat, no fat, all of those things, when they're taking the fat and the good stuff for you out of them to make them less calories, they're filling it up with other stuff.
That is so interesting. Removed all the diet products and you lost weight.
Exactly. And then praying is always helpful. Lord, help me through this moment. I don't want to go eat those Twinkies that someone has in my house or cupcakes or cookies.
So you feel like when you had a temptation, you prayed and God helped you then?
He does help me every single day.
How inspiring, though. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I do really care about all of you and your station because it's the one that's on my radio number one button.
Oh, we're so glad. Well, thank you so much for listening. And now we got to hear your good news. Maybe you lost a bunch of weight. Tell us your story right now, 888-888-9976. Hankel, Fritz, and friends with you. Maybe you are discouraged at work or with your work. Well, this is going to encourage you. God is a God that works. Had an opportunity to talk with Jordan Rayner. He wrote the book, The Sacredness of Secular Work, 4 Ways Your Job Matters for Eternity. And the first thing is find out that really, there's no such thing as secular work if you're there. Because the word secular means without God. Hey, just think, when you show up, so does he.
Love that.
He's right there with you. But this is what he had to say about God working. Listen to this.
I spent most of my career as a tech entrepreneur. And I remember very vividly sitting in church on a Sunday morning, feeling like I was on the junior varsity team of Team Jesus, rather than the varsity team I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't in full-time ministry. And I'll never forget the moment a mentor pulled me aside one day and he's like, hey, listen, go read Genesis 1 and 2 and tell me what you find. I'm like, Genesis 1 and 2? I've read Genesis 1 and 2 500 times. He's like, no, go read it again. And what I saw changed my life forever. I saw that before God tells us that he is holy or loving or omnipotent, he tells us that he is a God who works. It's the first verb in scripture. In the beginning, God created. And long before he handed us the important Great Commission to make disciples, in Genesis 1, he hands humankind our first commission to simply make culture and make a world that's more useful for other human beings' benefit and enjoyment. That was the first time where I understood that my work had intrinsic value to God. I already understood that it had instrumental value. I understood that it had eternal significance when I shared the gospel with my team members or when I wrote a check to my church. But reading Genesis 1 and 2 afresh showed me for the first time the work itself matters to God. And honestly, realizing that is what helped me come fully alive for the first time Monday through Friday.
Isn't that cool? No matter what you're doing for work, if you're folding laundry, it matters to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're on a factory floor putting little rivets in, it matters to God. That, I think we have a tendency to go through life going, unless we're doing something for Jesus here, I don't think it matters.
I think about that sweet lady that calls us occasionally, and one of her jobs is to clean up parking lots after big events at one of the stadiums. And she does it joyfully and says that she loves to honor God as she does her work. And I love that.
And she's out there. She's praising God, talking about Jesus to people.
That's great.
Yeah. So she's made it her mission to make her work about God, even though intrinsically it doesn't seem like it is.
Love it.
Isn't that cool?
And how much more joy will your job bring you when you
do that? Absolutely. Yeah. You want to chime in? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Maybe you just walk into work every day and you're like, oh, here I am at work. But God's got good things for you there. Camille is with us. You said that God helped you understand what you do for a living a little differently. Talk about that.
He helped me to understand that it's about a purpose behind it. We have to take ourselves out of the equation and not make it about us getting up, going to actual work. But there's a purpose. There's an assignment behind it. We may not know why. It's about stepping out of our comfort zone. It's about, you know, that specific person or thing that needs the presence of God, needs to hear a word from God, or you just really never know.
Mm.
And there are three things that I was taught. You either go to your job, you go to your work, or you have a purpose behind something.
I like that.
To just show up, we can do that all the time, but it is your purpose. Did you meet your assignment that day? Is it going to be pleasing to God once everything is all over, once you've punched out, once you've said your goodbyes, once you did all of that stuff between those 8 or 10 hours? When you go home personally by yourself and face the Almighty God, will you be able to say, were you pleased with my purpose? Did I fulfill my assignment for you today?
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like the sneakiness of, I'm here at work. All right, let me look around me. What's going on? What am I here for?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like you're sent on a mission and you're there to gather intelligence. I like that.
You gotta understand the assignment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What I think it has to do with your posture. In other words, when you walk into the store, when you walk into your work, wherever you're at, you're there for a purpose. And if you believe that and think that way, you're just not walking into work.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, I am here for something greater and bigger than me. And I think that makes life interesting and exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then it's not like boom, 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 boom.
No, it's
right. Right, right. So now we just say, okay, God, what's next?
That's right. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Sally's here. I'm the Kenkel Fritz
Good
guy.
Good morning.
Misty's with us.
Yes. Maybe you struggle with this like I do, and that is holding on to the negative things, the bad things that happen to the detriment of all the good that happens in your life. Like, that is completely washed away. We have a couple of positions open here at the station, and I was posting about it on my Facebook feed just to let people know. And I was like, bonus, you get to work with me. And so one of our funny coworkers was like, oh, do they get hazard pay for that? So, yes, good one. And I was writing back, you know, like, hey, I am perfectly nice until somebody comes at me. And then I continue to type, but I've had a good run. Nobody's done that since August 1st, 2022.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. And I went, oh, my goodness. I remember the exact date of the last time somebody was kind of mean to me.
The date?
The date. That's amazing. The exact date. And I was like, what? Wow. I mean, I think it really hit me that, you know, I've been toting around anger and hurt and insecurity of a comment that was made to me a year and a half ago. I remember the exact, I didn't have to think twice about it. And I got to thinking, like, I couldn't tell you the last kind comment somebody made to me. And I have people, amazing people in my life. You guys are two examples that are kind to me all the time. But I recall in vivid detail this Putz remark from summer before last. And I was talking to somebody recently about idol worship and how sometimes the things that we prioritize above our relationship with God, we don't necessarily view it as idol worship, but it can be. And I was like, now, wait a minute. Is the way that I hoard these negative interactions and allow them to define me and rule me, is that a form of idol worship? Because I often forget to pray or read my Bible, but I remember August 1st, 2022. You know, I have a hard time committing scripture to memory. I constantly forget to thank God for his blessings, but here I remember August 1st, 2022, for crying out loud. And just about every other nasty thing ever said to me, like dating back to my first day in kindergarten. When a peer was mean to me for the first time, that's what I remember about my first day of kindergarten.
Wow.
I know. Like, I willingly lug these moments around. And Jesus has invited me over and over again. Like, lay them at the foot of the cross. Honey, leave them there. So I don't know how. I will be successful. I'm just going to claim it. I'm embarking on that journey to just free myself from all this negativity, and I'm really looking forward to the day that I can surrender it, and that day replaces August 1st, 2022 in my mind.
You know, I wonder if that, you know, the Bible talks about whatever is good, whatever, you know, to think on these things, keep your mind on things above. I think God knows you have to force that in there. Or it's not going to happen. Your mind just goes to the negative.
It's not, to me, that positions things a little differently too, because I know sometimes people look at the scriptures as orders from above,
right.
But he's asking you to do what is best for
you. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, and because he doesn't want me to feel like this.
No. Yeah.
Right. But so, relationships, that's the difference maker. I mean, if somebody else had made that comment to you, probably it wouldn't have stuck like this one did. And even the kindergarten one, you know, this is somebody you care about. It's your fellow sleepmate, nap mate. They're,
What?
When you're in kindergarten, you take those.
Wait a minute.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends. Hey, you know what time it is? Time for that joy report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
So what is bringing you joy? We got to hear from you right now at 888-888-9976. Daniel's with us. Tell us what's going on.
I am driving Uber right now. I heard on the radio what is bringing you joy, and I had to share that driving Uber has been such a gift to share the love of Christ with our community. I never realized how much of a ministry it would be to just be the hands and feet of Jesus, but driving Uber has been that for me. And I am just so thankful to get up and to turn on the radio and to hear you guys, and then just to be able to drive people and serve them as they get up and start their day.
I was picked up in Nashville, Tennessee about 6 months ago, and my Uber driver said that's why she does this.
I love that.
And She has a Bible in the back seat in the little pocket behind this, you know.
Oh, I love that.
That's cool.
She's got that. And because yes. I plopped myself down in her car and it wasn't very long and we're talking about Jesus. And I'm like, and I actually popped this question. I said, how many people have given their heart to the Lord in your car? And she says, I've lost count.
Same here.
Uber evangelism.
Yes.
I love it.
I've prayed with people to receive Christ in my car. I've encouraged people who are suicidal, depressed, addicted to drugs, you name it. And I've done it with over 1,000 people in Albuquerque.
I love that.
And it's just such a gift, and I love what you guys do. It's so encouraging. But I just hope more people would hear this and recognize, yes, crusade evangelism is wonderful, but you know, so is just driving a car and helping people.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way to love our communities.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And you have Fantastic. A captive audience, so they're in for it. Kankel Fritz and friends with you. We got this from Emma Kay, 6 years old. Somebody sent this in. This is what Emma said. What is love? Love is when you're missing some of your teeth, but you're not afraid to smile because you know your friends will still love you even though some of you is missing.
Oh, Emma.
How profound.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
And if we're honest with ourselves, there's a lot of stuff missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff not working properly. But but if you've got true friends, they don't care. Isn't that cool? I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the show, just go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.